This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. Today, it's November 6th. 101 years ago today, the Bolshevik Revolution began with the bombardment of the Winter Palace in Petrograd. Also on this date in 1917, women in New York State got their wish, and rightfully so, as they won the right to vote. 3 years before the ratification of the 19th Amendment,
what's that noise upon the avenue?
Which states that it prohibits states and federal government from denying the right to vote to citizens of the United States based on sex.
While her husband's waiting home to dine.
New York was ahead of the vote following more than 50 years of marching, fundraising, and rallies.
Vote, 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 vote for women, oh, the ragtime suffragettes.
The final movement started in 1909 with a group of 12 women, but picked up serious steam to the tune of 20,000, according to material in the files of the Westchester County Historical Society. And with the passage, it paved the way for other states to soon follow. Oh, and one more thing. The official release from NBC and RCA stated, quote, "Television program transmission was demonstrated for the press today." And then it went on to describe that the broadcast was from a transmitter on top of the Empire State Building and received on the 62nd floor of the RCA building. That's a little under a mile and a half away. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.